This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. The nation's air traffic control system is overseen by a federal agency, the FAA. But the idea of removing air traffic control from government bureaucracy and privatizing it has been floated several times in the past. Yesterday, President Donald Trump outlined his plans to do just that, saying his plan to privatize air traffic control will modernize the technology that's in use and make air travel more efficient and less expensive for passengers. The plan has received both support and criticism from around the aviation industry. Joining us now to give us his perspective is Gene Richards, Director of Aviation at Burlington International Airport. Gene, welcome back to Vermont Edition.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me.
So President Trump campaigned on a promise to improve our country's infrastructure, and this is part of his plan to follow through on that promise. And he says privatizing air traffic control will create efficiencies, cut down on wait times and delays, allow for modernization for air traffic control to use GPS, for example. What do you think?
Well, I would be concerned, and I want to go with a wait and see. I know in Burlington's case, it may not be the best thing. And what concerns me most is the safety of the people that are flying. Now, this is not necessarily just about money. It's about not just a dollar and cents, but it's about people's lives. And I think that has to come first.
What makes you think that there would be a decrease in safety or less of a focus on safety if air traffic control was privatized?
Because I think we're focusing on dollars first, and I think we have to look at the system and say, what could we do different with the system that we have, such as, could we do different types of management? If there's a problem with management, let's fix the management of the FAA system, not necessarily go over and privatize it. I just not bought into that quite yet. I don't see the economics, and what I see is that the passengers may end up paying more in fees down the road rather than the system actually improving.
Okay, so there's sort of two different concerns. One is a question about safety, and one is a question about cost and efficiency. And the question about safety, that's just a concern that you have, that maybe if the focus is on dollars and cents, that it won't be on safety?
Yeah, and what I'm concerned about is we're going to be looking at the bottom line and not necessarily the performance. The performance levels have been very good of the FAA. And with the president mentioning, better technology, we already have that in Burlington. We got the next-gen system last year. It's a $2 million upgrade. And so I'm not quite sure, at least in Burlington's case, how we would benefit from this privatization.
Well, that next-gen system, that's the one that's been causing so many headaches, right? Because this was something that the FAA had promised was going to modernize air traffic control. My understanding is that it uses GPS instead of other forms of tracking, and that has not been rolled out across the country. But Burlington has it?
Burlington does have it, and we haven't seen those problems in Burlington. It's new to Burlington in just the last 6 months, but what you see for efficiencies are new radar and weather tracking, which is very beneficial in the tower.
You know, since it is controlled by the government, though, the FAA has been subject to budget cuts and furloughs, and it's, you know, at the whim of the government and the legislature when it comes to how much of an appropriation it gets. Do you not see that as an issue?
I do see it as an issue, but I do think we have to give priority to people's lives and safety, and we have to look at the system and evaluate the system and see what we can do first before we go into privatization. I think, you know, if you even look at what we have done here at the airport in Burlington, we, out of a $20 million budget, we cut $4 million out, and we were able to make changes. I think that the FAA should be looking at it the same way that we have here in Burlington, and saying, what can we do first before we go to privatization? Say, how can we improve this system? Maybe we need to hire different managers to hire. If the system isn't running well, how can we fix it before we change it?
Has that not been done yet?
I don't see that. I don't know. I know in Burlington, we have the most amazing FAA manager, and he is efficient as efficient gets. You know, we have about 48 employees. We have a budget of about $3.5 to $4 million. And I would say here, things are really done well, and we have a great example of what works. But again, I can't speak for other airports. I can't speak for the big hubs. I only can speak for what we know here in Burlington, Vermont. things are efficient and things are done well. I'm very, very pleased with our relationship, and I feel very good about the safety of the flying public when they're coming in and out of Burlington, you know, that we have the right staff doing the right things with the right technology.
You know, it's interesting. One of the things that I was reading about in preparing to talk with you was trying to figure out who's in favor of privatization, who's not in favor, what are the stakes, who might be affected, and how. And one of the things that that some of the articles that I was reading suggested is that small and medium-sized airports perhaps are most concerned or more concerned about the idea of privatization because it could remove your ability to bargain or wind up making rural airports or smaller airports have higher fees because privatization, if it's if the controlling stake is with the airlines and other aviation officials, it could kind of cut smaller airports out of the discussion. Do you see it that way? Is that a possibility?
I think everything's a possibility and everything's on the table. There's a lot of partners that will be participating in this activities. I do think that we should get together ahead of time before privatizing and figure out what we can do to fix it and have those efficiencies. I do believe the smaller airports will be the ones that suffer. Certainly, it won't be the hubs. Burlington being the 113th largest, we're going to probably be all right, but we would have some pain, possibly. I think that the mix that we have today, as I said earlier, is the right mix.
So what are you going to do now, given that the president has said this is a priority, I'd like to see this happen? Do you then try to make a push anywhere? Do you get together with other directors at other small airports or just sit back and wait?
You know, I mean, we never sit back and wait. What we do is we will work with the airlines. We'll work with, you know, our senators, and we will talk and we will get educated and figure out what the right mix is for this system. We will give input and we will do our very best to make sure that whatever system comes out is the safest system. And hopefully we can find efficiencies at the same time.
This is not the first time this idea of privatization has been floated. Are you concerned that this could actually happen, or do you see this right now as yet another proposal in a long string of them?
I think there's a lot of activity in Washington right now, and they have a lot of work to do. And there's been a lot of proposals, and I think what we have to do is wait and see and make sure that we're diligent on the work that we are doing. Each one of us have a role to play, and I think there's a lot of work to do in the aviation industry as the other issues that are being proposed. So I think we all have our work cut out for us to get the right mix that works, you know, for the United States and for each one of our states and cities.
Gene Richards is the Director of Aviation at Burlington International Airport. Gene, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.